So, you have a Spider-Man sequel for me?
Yes, sir, I do. The third entry in the, I guess, home trilogy.
Yeah, it seems like we decided that was a thing at a certain point. So what happens in this movie?
Well, now Peter is super famous because Mysterio revealed his identity in the last movie, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so his world's turned upside down. The media's all over him and his friends. That Flash guy writes a whole book about it.
Oh, boy.
And there are also some legal troubles involved, so they get this. They get Matt Murdock in. Charlie Cox. He's from the Netflix show.
Yeah, he is.
Oh boy, doesn't get much crazier than that. Oh, you have no idea.
Well, that's rude.
No, that's...
I have idea.
No, because sir, check this out. I was thinking we get Andrew Garfield to come in as Spider-Man from another universe.
Oh, yeah, I mean, he's great.
Okay, I was expecting a bigger reaction than that. But also, we get Tobey Maguire in as Spider-Man too.
Good actor, sure.
Sir, Tobey Maguire.
I did love Seabiscuit. That was great.
No.
Seabiscuit is tight.
Sir, they both played Spider-Man before.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, in other movies, they...
Oh, I guess I missed those.
Really?
I mean, I have no recollection, but the movie will still work, right?
I guess.
Okay, great. So let's hear it.
I was hoping we could get Alfred Molina to come in. As Doc Ock.
Oh, he was fantastic in Chocolat.
Okay, no, you know what, sir? I'm gonna need you to go watch 5 Spider-Man movies real quick, okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah, the impact... None of this is gonna land the way I wanted to if you haven't watched those 5 movies.
5 movies? Okay. All right.
Please, it's... You gotta do it. You gotta do it.
Okay. Yeah. So, what did you think?
Yeah, you know, I mean, some of that was great. What was that old jazz thing about, though? Oh, we don't need to talk about that. Okay, now listen to this. I'm thinking we get Willem Dafoe back as Green Goblin. Oh, he's from the first movie.
Oh, there's the reaction I'm going for.
I was also thinking we get Thomas Hayden Church back as Sandman and Reese Ifans back as Lizard. Oh, he's from the third movie, and he's from the first movie of the rebooted movies.
That's right, and also Jamie Foxx as Electro.
He's from the second movie of the rebooted movies.
He sure is, sir. They're all from the other movies.
Amazing. Hey, what about James Franco? Should we get him back? Dane DeHaan?
Well, okay then. So what happens in the movie?
Well, okay, so it turns out that being the most famous person in the world has kind of ruined Peter and MJ and Ned's chances of getting into MIT.
Oh, okay.
And so Peter feels bad, so he goes to see Doctor Strange to ask him to cast a spell to make everybody forget he's Spider-Man.
And how does that go?
Oh, not well, sir. See, he starts the spell, but then Peter keeps asking for little changes to it, like he wants MJ to remember him.
So Doctor Strange takes a minute to just talk it through?
No. God, no.
Why not? So the movie can happen.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So the spell gets messed up, and then people from other universes that know that Peter Parker is Spider-Man start popping into this universe.
Wait, did Electro know that Peter Parker was Spider-Man?
No, he didn't.
So... Okay.
So eventually Peter's gonna capture all these villains and they're gonna kinda recap each other's movies to each other, a bunch of inside jokes for fans.
Very fun.
And then Doctor Strange makes this box that'll send everybody back to their universes.
Oh, great.
But the thing is, they all got zapped over here pretty much right before they died. So Peter's like, well, we have to help them. We can't just send them to die.
Oh.
But Doctor Strange says no, so Peter steals the box and then Doctor Strange brings him into the mirror dimension, which he controls.
Oh man, it's gonna be tough for Peter to beat Strange in there.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cause see, math?
Oh, math.
Yeah, math.
That works.
Kinda.
So what else is gonna happen?
Well, there's kind of this consensus on the internet that everybody's tired of seeing Uncle Ben die in Spider-Man projects.
That does seem to happen a lot.
Yeah, so I figure we don't do that.
Right.
And instead, we kill Aunt May.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Green Goblin's gonna blow her up, and right before she dies, she's gonna tell Peter, you know, with great power must also come great responsibility.
Yeah, that lesson just doesn't carry the same weight without one of your parents' siblings violently dying.
Very true, sir. So anyway, then Ned is gonna use Doctor Strange's sling ring to try and open a portal to get Peter.
And that's a thing he can do?
Yeah, we're gonna throw in a line about him having magic in his family, so he can do portals now.
Wow, okay, so we're just kinda crapping on Doctor Strange's abilities in this movie a little bit, huh?
A little, yeah.
Well, okay then.
And so then these portals open, and that's how these other Peter Parkers come in, the ones played by Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be very nostalgic, sir.
So I guess they each get, like, a cameo line, like a little jokey thing.
Oh, no, they're, like, in the movie now.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, full-on characters with effects on the plot and everything.
Okay, well, that's not usually how these things go.
Yeah, no, well, see, this movie's kind of a love letter to the Spider-Man movies and their fans.
Aw, that's nice. I like that.
Yeah, a massively lucrative showcase of our intellectual property.
Yeah, okay, the first thing you said sounded a lot more romantic, though.
Cashing in on nostalgia, but done right.
You had it the first time.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So does Ned keep making portals?
No, he stops at 2.
I mean, why not keep trying? They could get Tom Holland. They could see how many Spider-Mans they can get.
The scene has served its purpose, sir. We gotta move on.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, then eventually all the spider guys are gonna get together and do some science to make cures for the bad guys.
Very cool.
And then there's gonna be this big fight where they try to cure them all.
Amazing. Man, it's gonna be a little hard to keep track of which Spider-Man's which during the big fight, huh?
Actually, yeah, a little.
All right.
And so eventually Tom Holland is so mad that he's about to kill Green Goblin.
Oh boy.
But Tobey Maguire steps in and stops him using nothing but his wise face, and then he gets stabbed.
Oh no, is he okay?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he's all right.
All right.
It was kind of rude of you emotionally, you know.
Well, so none of their Spidey senses went off when he was about to get stabbed?
No, because they were having a moment. Spidey senses don't work if you're having a moment.
Oh, good to know.
So then it looks like all these other people are about to come in from other dimensions. It's about to be nuts.
Oh, no.
So Tom Holland, Peter, has Doctor Strange cast a new spell where everybody forgets about Peter Parker entirely.
Oh, very selfless.
It is. So then all the villains get sent back to their universes, all cured and whatnot.
Are they being sent back to just a second before they're killed?
Yeah, maybe. So anyway, then it's all very sad for Tom Holland, Spider-Man, because MJ and Ned don't remember him.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, and he's about to go explain the whole situation to them, but then he realizes they're probably better off without him in their lives.
Very sad.
It is, yeah. So he's got to get an apartment all by himself and start over.
So he still has, like, a social security number, like the government still remembers him? Birth certificate?
Maybe.
What happens with all the videos and news reports about him being Spider-Man?
I guess the memory spell works on computer memory also.
What about Flash's book that he wrote?
Okay, look, sir, I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about this memory spell, okay? We're going for a clean slate kind of thing here.
Oh, okay, let me get off of that thing. Thanks. So what do you think?
Oh, it sounds like a really good time, you know? How are we gonna market this without spoiling all this crazy stuff?
Leaks?
Oh, leaks! Yeah, that'll work. Let's do that.
Hey everybody, Ryan here, that's me, thanks for watching the video.
And if you liked it, feel free to click the like button and the subscribe button and all, you know, buttons of that nature. You can also leave a comment down below letting me know what other movies you want to see pitches for.
There are also like hundreds of other episodes on the channel that you can check out if you want.
As always, check back soon for a new one. Bye.